With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast. We cover everything Major League, from spring training to the World Series. We've got your favorite club covered, from New York to Boston to LA. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast.
All right, and welcome to the GSMC Baseball Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network, and I am your host, Jesse Tapia. So here we are for Friday, and you read what the title says. Dodgers have been overrated. And I think I'm pretty right about that. So we'll be talking about it, and we'll be talking about other things. We'll talk about the Dodgers for this first segment. We will go over the games over the week in the second segment. Third segment, we'll talk about the Mets and David Wright. Talk about David Wright and also the fact that the Mets are a complete dumpster fire right now, meaning. And then the fourth segment, we will be talking about anything else going on in the baseball world. So you look at the Dodgers, okay? What did they do this year? They traded for Manny Machado and Brian Dozier at the trade deadline, okay? And I'd assume, I'm not like a genius or anything like that, not even close to it, but I'd assume if you trade for Manny Machado, you're all in. You're trying to win a World Series, yes? Yes. And looking at the Dodgers, adding Manny Machado hasn't even really, they're not even a top three team in the NL with him. And I'm not trying to like put blame on Manny Machado or anything like that. This is a pure Dodgers thing here. You're not even leading your division, okay? You're behind a team who's got a barely plus, I think, what is the Rockies' run differential right now? Let's check that one out. And I'm not trying to hit on the Rockies either. I think they're a good team, but you're looking at the Rockies, the run differential is plus +5 for the season. Okay, so you look at the Dodgers, and obviously, things haven't really gone the way that they've expected. And chances are, if the Dodgers are going to make the playoffs, it's going to have to be through that NL West division. I don't think they're going to jump the Cardinals for that wild card spot, even though they are a game back. I think that we will see three teams from the NL Central hit in the postseason. Obviously, with the Brewers and Cardinals playing in that wild card game, Cubs and Cardinals doesn't really matter. Either way, we're going to get three teams from that division into the postseason. And my main problem with the Dodgers is they're that West Coast team, because the West Coast doesn't really get any love as far as all sports when it comes to the media, mainly because, I mean, media is usually all on the East Coast, and who wants to watch a baseball game at 10:30 at night? And I understand that. But you look at the Dodgers. They got a high payroll. They got top players. They trade for guys like Machado. And what always happens at the end? You guys know. They come up short. The Dodgers, for the last 15 years, have probably been the most overrated team in baseball. Am I wrong? I don't think so. Let's take a look. Right now, they're 80-67, like I said, a game and a half back of the Rockies. Last year, they won 104 games. Whoop-diddy-do. What did they do? They lost in the World Series to the Astros. Sounds like coming up short to me. 2016, they win 91 games. Finished first in the NL West. What do? They lose in the NLCS. 2015, they finished first in the division. What happens in the playoffs? They lose in the NLDS. 2014, they finished first in the division. What do? They lose in the NLDS. 2013, finished first in the division. What do? Losing the NLCS. 2012, 2011, and 2010, they don't make the playoffs. 2009, they win 95 games, win the division. What happens? Losing the NLCS. 2008, win the division, losing the NLCS. 2007, don't make the playoffs. 2006, they lose in the NLDS, get swept. 2005, they don't make the playoffs. 2004, they lose in the NLDS. Most overrated team in baseball for the last 15 years. Literally. It doesn't matter what the Dodgers do, who they add, they always come up short. And I don't think we talk about that enough. Okay, that's great. You made it to the World Series last year. No one cares if you don't win. That's what it's about. It's all about winning. And it's not like the Dodgers have been this old team or anything like that. They've usually had pretty young teams, around 27, 28, 29, average age. And looking at them this season, I mean, are they any better than they were last season? Of course not. They won 104 games last season. They're barely at 80 right now. And we got a little less than a month left to play. Do we think that they are currently better than the Rockies? No. For some reason, and I've never really understood ESPN's advanced stats, their little analytics predictor things or whatnot. For some reason, it's got the Dodgers as with a higher percentage to win the division. Why? I mean, last 10 games, Dodgers are 5-5. Last 10 games for the Rockies, they're 7-3. I don't get why the Dodgers would have a higher percentage as far as winning the division. And Dodger fans have really held on. Like, Dodger fans have really battled with the Giants fans. Obviously, they're big rivals and all that. And I'm not a fan of either of these teams, so I watch it from a neutral standpoint. And let's actually take a look at what the Giants have done over their last few seasons. Okay? Because, like I said, I was reading off the Dodgers records and all that. They were finishing first in the division year after year. What does that mean? Not much. All right, so taking a look at the Giants. This year, the Giants are pretty bad. Obviously, there's no debate as to who's better this year. But you look at it. 2017, didn't make the playoffs either. 2016, they lose in the NLDS. 2014, they won a World Series. 2012, they won a World Series. 2010, they won a World Series. Let's see. Two out of those 3 years, they won the division. 1 year, they didn't. The Giants, over the last 10 years, compared to the Dodgers, have been a much better team. Even with the Dodgers making the playoffs all the time. Why? Because the Giants have actually won something. Nobody remembers the team who loses. And that's just the way it is. And like I said, I mean, where do the Dodgers go from here if they don't even make the playoffs with Manny Machado? It's an honest question. I mean, how long are we going to keep talking this team up until we realize, yeah, great, you got a high payroll, you bring in all kinds of star players, but something isn't clicking with this Dodgers team, and I'm not really sure what it is. And honestly, it doesn't really matter what it is, because either way, the name of the game is you're coming up short. And let's take a look at what the Dodgers' rest of the season is looking like, meaning the teams that they're going to be playing. Because like I said, it's ridiculous. It really is. So looking at their schedule for the rest of September. Right now, they're currently in a series with St. Louis, a four-game series in St. Louis. They took they got the win yesterday with Kershaw pitching. They won that one 9-7. And again, we'll go with all the other scores for the rest of the week in the second segment. But after the Cardinals, you got the Rockies in L.A. Obviously, if the Dodgers are going to make the playoffs, they got to win that series, I'd say. Because then you get the Padres after that. It's a fairly easy series. Then you're in Arizona. That'll be tough. And then you finish off in San Francisco. The Giants are finishing off their season with a 6-game road trip. Not necessarily great. So from today until the end of the season, you got 9 road games and you got 6 games at home. Not really ideal. And I don't necessarily think that the Dodgers will be making the playoffs this year. And when you lose Machado because he goes to New York or wherever else, what's the Dodgers' plan for next year? I mean, they've had an incredible window as far as having teams that could go deep into the postseason. I mean, like I said, you can look at the last 15 years. The Dodgers have been pretty solid, made the playoffs more times than they haven't. And they're just wasting it away. They went through Joe Torre, Don Mattingly. Now they're with Dave Roberts. And something's still not working. I'm not sure what it is. But either way, like I said, the Dodgers over the last 15 years, you can go over the last decade if you want, doesn't really matter to me, have been the most overrated team in baseball. So now we see what the rest of this month looks like for them. And let me take a look at the Rockies' remaining schedule in September. Let's see what the Rockies got going on. Right now, they're starting a series up with the Giants. Just won a series against the Diamondbacks, taking 2 out of 3. Actually, they took 3 out of 4, excuse me. Even better. So you look at it. They're in San... Ooh, they got a nice... Dodgers might have a chance. Rockies in San Francisco for 3 games, in LA for 3 games, and in Arizona for 3 games. But they do finish off the season with a 4-game series against Philadelphia and a 3-game series against Washington at home. Neither of those teams are really good right now. Philly has completely fallen off the wagon, and Washington gave up at the All-Star break. If the Rockies can take 2 out of 3 against the Giants here, all right, I'm fine with them losing the series against the Dodgers. I think they'll win that series against Arizona. I think that's all she wrote for the division. I'm pretty comfortable going ahead and saying that the Rockies are going to win this division. Of course, maybe the Dodgers end up having something to say about that, but even if they do make the playoffs, it's all for nothing if they don't win the World Series. That is the name of the game here. So we'll wrap it up here. Again, I just wanted to talk about the Dodgers here. Next up, we'll look at the games from Tuesday till now and recap. So stay tuned for that, and I will be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
All right, and welcome back to the GSMC Baseball Podcast. We're actually going to take a look at the squares from Monday till now, just given the fact that we recorded Monday's episode a little bit early. But either way, looking at the scores from Monday, you had the Astros beating the Tigers 3-2. That's when Verlander came back to Detroit. Ended up getting the win there. Reds beat the Dodgers 10-6. Rays beat the Indians 6-5. Brewers beat the Cubs 3-2. You had the Yankees beating the Twins 7-2. Royals beat the White Sox 4-3. Cardinals beat the Pirates 8-7. Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 13-2. You had the Rangers beating the Angels 5-2. And the Braves beating the Giants 4-1. We had the Nationals and Phillies game that day postponed along with the Marlins and Mets. And I think that Marlins and Mets game just got made up yesterday, actually. Tuesday's games. You had game one of the doubleheader between the Nationals and Phillies. Nationals won that one 3-1. Astros beat the Tigers 5-4. Reds beat the Dodgers 3-1. A's beat the Orioles 3-2. Game two of the Nationals and Phillies doubleheader. The Nationals won that one in 10 innings 7-6. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 7-2. They clinched a playoff spot on that day. Marlins beat the Mets 5-3. Indians beat the Rays 2-0. You had the Twins beat the Yankees 10-5. I mean, I don't get why the Yankees continue to start Sonny Gray. I don't know what the purpose it serves. Sonny Gray has been terrible. And Sonny Gray is a pitcher who can't handle pitching in the big cities. I mean, with Oakland, he was a monster and an ace. Why? No one shows up. There's no pressure. There's literally no pressure in Oakland. They're not expecting you to go out and win championships, make the playoffs. They'd just be happy to be competitive. And Sonny Gray did well in that role. But Sonny Gray, since he's been in New York, I mean, this is the team, like I said, who booed Giancarlo Stanton for striking out five times in a game. If they can do that, they'll boo you. And Sonny Gray, I think, like I said, just can't handle pitching in a big city. So we lost that game there. Like I said, Twins won that one 10-5. Cubs beat the Brewers 3-0. And that game on Tuesday, if the Brewers would have won that one, they would have been tied with the Cubs for the lead in the NL Central. Cubs have done well, though, when it's moments like that to keep the Brewers away. Then you had the Royals beating the White Sox 6-3. Cardinals beat the Pirates 11-5. Diamondbacks beat the Rockies 6-3. Angels beat the Rangers 1-0. Padres beat the Mariners 2-1. And then you had the Braves beating the Giants again 4-1. And then on Wednesday the 12th. You had the Dodgers finally beating the Reds. I believe that was the Dodgers' first win against the Reds this season. Before that, the Dodgers were 0-6. Not really sure what the Dodgers' problem is with the Reds, but either way, they've struggled big time this season. But of course, like I said, took that game on Wednesday, 8-1. Then, of course, you had the Astros beating the Tigers 5-4 once again. Gerrit Cole with the win there. Rays beat the Indians 3-1. Blake Snell, AL Cy Young winner, could possibly be. Pirates beat the Cardinals 4-3. Braves beat the Giants 2-1. Mets, in game one of their doubleheader with the Marlins, won that one 13-0. And you had the Padres beating the Mariners 5-4. I mean, the Mariners, like, they crashed this season, and they crashed hard. Nationals beat the Phillies 5-1. A's beat the Orioles 10-0. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 1-0. I mean, it's honestly surprising to see David Price go so deep into a game, not really giving up any runs, and the bullpen not blowing it for him. That was my takeaway from this game on Wednesday between the Red Sox and Blue Jays. Just the fact that David Price was able to go 7 innings, strike out 7, give up 0 runs, and they didn't blow it, and he was actually able to come away with the win here. And I think David Price, I don't think he's in the AL Cy Young race, just given the fact that his first start of this first half of the season wasn't as dominant as this second half. But if he was able to put it together for a full season, the guy would be the AL Cy Young winner. He's been absolutely ridiculous. And now you kind of have to ask the question, who starts game one of the ALDS? Are you going with Sale or are you going with Price? I think this is a bit of overthinking here. I think you go with Sale, just given Chris Sale has been dominant since he's gotten to Boston. And, I mean, having David Price go game two, there's no shame in that, considering having David Price go against whatever team's number two starter, chances are David Price will get that win. And Boston fans, man, they make me laugh. Oh, but what is David Price going to do in the playoffs? What is he going to do here? What is he going to do there? I mean, Red Sox fans can never seem to appreciate what's right in front of them. It's ridiculous. Brewers beat the Cubs 5-1 on Wednesday. Then you had the Twins beating the Yankees. And mind you, the Yankees nearly got no hit in this one. I'm not sure what it is with the Yankees, but the fact that they got the third best record in baseball, and it seems like the sky is falling, isn't necessarily great. Luis Severino, I mean, he pitched well in that game, went 5 2/3 innings, only gave up 1 earned run. But Jake Odorizzi, which is solid in that game. And the Yankees really better hope that that wild card game is in New York, because they have been absolutely terrible on the road. So like I said, you had the Yankees almost getting no hit in that one for Wednesday. White Sox beat the Royals in 12 innings 4-2. Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. Like I said, Rockies took 3 out of 4 games in that series. You had the Angels beating the Rangers 8-1. And then the Mets and Marlins game was postponed. I mean, the East Coast has been getting hit by rain all week long. Hopefully those who are in the direction of the hurricane are able to stay safe. And then for Thursday the 13th, you had the Rockies beating up on the Diamondbacks 10-3. Mets, in game one of their doubleheader, beat the Marlins 4-3. 10 innings, Cubs beat the Nationals 4-3 there. Game two of their doubleheader, Mets beat the Marlins 5-2. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-3. And again, another problem of the bullpen. Eduardo Rodriguez pitches well. He comes out, Joe Kelly, and who was the other pitcher that in that the other pitcher that gave up a couple runs in that game? Not a couple, but gave up one. Joe Kelly and Bobby Pointer both gave up a run each. That allowed the Blue Jays to get back in it. The Red Sox, before the top of the eighth, were up 3-1. Blue Jays put up two in the top of the eighth. Red Sox, though, lucky to score in the bottom of the eighth, which makes it 4-3. And then Kimbrel comes away with the save there. Like I said, I'm not really sure what to expect with Boston in the playoffs. I mean, they're one of the best teams in baseball, might be the best. But how deep can you truly go in the postseason if your bullpen is struggling? Orioles beat the A's 5-3. Yankees had an off day here. At this point before the game, the A's were only a game back of the Yankees. You can't lose games like this to the Orioles. I get it's baseball and anything can happen, but this is September. You're trying to get that home game for the wild card game. You can't be losing to the Orioles. The Orioles have 104 losses. There's no way the A's should be losing this. Then you had the Dodgers beating the Cardinals 9-7. Kershaw with the win there. The Royals beat the Twins 6-4. And then you had the Mariners beating the Angels 8-2. And looking at the games that are going on later tonight for Friday the 14th, you got the White Sox playing the Orioles. James Shields going for the White Sox there. Blue Jays, Yankees, Marlins, Phillies, Mets, Red Sox. You got Noah Syndergaard pitching against William Cuevas. I think the Mets are going to take that game tonight. Tigers, Indians, A's, Rays. It's going to be a tough series for the A's here, just given the fact that the Rays are a sneaky good team. No one's really been paying attention to them, given they're not in any wild card race. But they're 80-65 currently. Rays are going to be a problem next year for sure, and I don't think anyone's really noticing that. Nationals playing the Braves tonight. You got Scherzer going up against Kevin Gausman. Dodgers continuing their series with the Cardinals. Reds playing the Cubs. You got Matt Harvey going up against Cole Hamels. Remember when Matt Harvey used to be good? What a time that was. Pirates playing the Brewers. Chris Archer going up against Gio Gonzalez. Diamondbacks playing the Astros. This could be the series that puts the Diamondbacks back in the NL West race, or it could be the series that knocks them out. Twins playing the Royals. Mariners, Angels. Rangers, Padres. And then the Rockies starting their series with the Giants. Obviously, with the Rockies playing a bad team like the Giants, I mean, the Giants haven't been able to score runs or anything like that all season long, so the Rockies really got to take two out of three here, or three out of four, however many games they're playing in this series. We'll see what ends up happening. Looking at the MLB standings, you have the Red Sox 10.5 games up on the Yankees in that AL East. That's done. I mean, I think we can go ahead and say that the Red Sox are AL East division champions, even though it's not official. You already know what's going on in the AL Central. Out West, AL West, you got the Astros 3.5 up on the A's. A's have been 8-2 in their last 10, but the Astros have been just better. Won 3 in a row and 9-1 in their last 10. Braves up 7.5 on the Phillies. Goodbye, Philadelphia. Maybe next year you'll be better. Cubs in the NL Central, a game and a half up on the Brewers. 4.5 up on the Cardinals. NL West, you got the Rockies a game and a half up on the Dodgers, 4.5 up on the Diamondbacks. And looking at the wild card races, out in the AL, you got the Yankees a game and a half up on the A's. I mean, I figured that game was always going to be in New York, but the A's have something to say about that. NL wild card, Brewers still in that top spot, 3 games above the Cardinals in that second spot. Cardinals in that second spot are a game up on the Dodgers and 4 up on the Diamondbacks. So it seems like now it's starting to turn into a 3-team race for those two wildcard spots. Either way, that's all I got for this segment. Next up, we will be talking about David Wright and the Mets, so stay tuned, and I will be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
All right, and welcome back to the GSMC Baseball Podcast. So far today, we talked about how overrated the Dodgers have been over the last, 15 years? I mean, sure. Yeah, you get to spend a lot of money on your team. Sure, you trade for Manny Machado. Great. Where's the World Series at? Still waiting. And I'm not trying to be harsh or anything, but it's the truth. I mean, last time they won a World Series was 1988. Since then, it's been a handful of playoff appearances and nothing to show for it. I mean, not really great, is it? It's definitely not. Second segment, we talked about this week's scores from Monday to Thursday. Looked at the games going on today. And now we have David Wright. David Wright, I mean, was a great third baseman for the New York Mets. Was never really put on any great teams. But showed up, did his job, and did it well. And now his career will be coming to a close. David Wright is a career 296 hitter. And like I said, he's been a solid player since he's been in New York. Made his first debut with the Mets in 2004. And since then has been their guy. But due to injuries, he's been done for a while. 2016 was his last, I mean, I'd say 2014 was his last full season with the Mets. 2015, he only played 38 games. 2016, he only played 37. I mean, it's a shame that the guy has literally had his injury ended short due to injuries. And looking at him, I mean, I'd say his best season was probably 2007, where he hit .325. Let's see, he had 107 RBIs that year, 30 home runs. The most RBIs he's ever hit in a season was 2008. That was a nice little two-year stretch there. He had 33 homers, 124 RBIs, and hit .302 that year. And I mean, the guy, like I said, is a career 296 hitter. You can round that up and call him a 300 hitter. But either way, though, he had a press conference the other day and announced that he will be playing in the Mets' final homestand and will be retiring after that. Basically, looked at every option in order to keep playing, but the doctors told him that the way he is now is the way he's going to be forever. And it really stinks with injuries and how they can cut a player's career short. Because, I mean, you look at David Wright. It's a guy who basically played with his head down and just showed up to play baseball. Nothing else. You never really heard him complaining about the Mets or anything like that and how much of a dumpster fire they've been. It's always been good things. Like I said, he was basically the captain of that team and set a good example there. And looking at the Mets, I mean, they were in the World Series in what? I think it was 2016 they played in the World Series. If I'm not mistaken, actually, yeah, let's check that out, actually, the Mets. The Mets, we might have to take a look at their past records. Because, I mean, it's been ridiculous. Given your team in New York, you should be a whole lot better than what you are. But then again, I mean, the majority of teams besides the New York Giants and New York Yankees are extremely overrated when it just comes to how much they're talked about. I mean, it's really ridiculous. I mean, you look at the New York Knicks. They've been absolute garbage. They haven't won a title since 1973, I think it is. I mean, I hear year after year about Willis Reed. Is that really all that you guys got to hang on to? The Jets have never had a solid starting quarterback. Nets have been pretty bad. But looking at it, yeah, the Mets were in the World Series in 2015. Like I said, that was David Wright's last full season. 2016, they lost in the wild card game. In the last 2 years, they've been outright terrible. So, I mean, obviously, David Wright is leaving a Mets team that is really in shambles right now. And the Mets shouldn't be as bad as they are currently. I mean, I'm not sure how the MLB has, like, let this happen, just given the Wilpons have basically ran this team to the ground. I don't understand why Noah Syndergaard and Jacob deGrom are still on that team. Why not trade them away for prospects? I mean, wouldn't that be the logical idea to do there? And one thing with the Mets, too. I mean, remember when they started out hot this season? And then, of course, everyone hit the DL like it's been happening. And then they just got really bad. I mean, the Mets are currently 68-78. And I was always under the belief they were one of the worst teams in baseball. And it might be one where their record doesn't necessarily show who exactly they are. I think they're a lot worse than their record, but have just managed somehow to stick around and kind of waver being 10 games under 500. And looking at them last season, I mean, they finished 70-92. They're almost surely going to be better than that. But like I said, there's just been no real excitement with the Mets. And there's been no, how do you say, like determination or aggression with that team to get them better. I mean, it just seems like maybe the Wilpons are trying to turn a profit on the Mets and move on. And of course, I mean, they haven't had the best of luck with owners in the past. Obviously, that we all know that. But looking at the Mets, I mean, the last, from 2018 to 2008, they've only made the playoffs twice. One being a World Series appearance that they lost in five games. And then lost in the wild card game in 2016. Before that, in 2006, they made the NLCS. Lost in the World Series in 2000 in five games. I mean, they've been a team who haven't really stuck around when it came to the playoffs. So I'm not really sure what's next for this team and how they fix things up, because it seems it starts from the ownership. And that's the thing, too. New York ownership has been terrible. I mean, from James Dolan to here, it's not great. Like I said, New York is very overrated when it comes to sports. But, I mean, either way, I don't think David Wright is going to go down as a Hall of Famer or anything like that. I mean, he's a 7-time All-Star, 2-time Gold Glove winner, 2-time Silver Slugger. But I just don't think that gets him in. And looking at his postseason numbers, I mean, 2015, he hit .63 in the NLDS. The NLCS, he hit .286, which was a step above. And then in the World Series, he hit .208, which wasn't great. 2006 in the NLDS, he hit .333, and then in the NLCS, he hit .160. So I'm not going to spend this segment bashing his postseason numbers or anything like that. Just taking a look at it. But, I mean, looking at it, let's see. For his WAR, he's a career 191st. Trying to look at his on-base all-time, he's 120th. He's 15th unactive. Like, his active numbers are great, but amongst, like, all-time, it's not at all. So, yeah, I don't think David Wright is going to be a guy who gets into the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, like I said, was a great player for the Mets, and the Mets are just a team who are in shambles currently. I mean, nothing's really going well there. You got Jacob DeGrom, who... Is he going to win the Cy Young, Jacob DeGrom? I mean, I think it's a valid question. The guy's easily been one of the best pitchers in the NL. I mean, yeah, you can look at his win-loss record and say, oh, well, it's not really great there. But I think we're all coming to terms with the fact that win-loss records amongst pitchers are pretty overrated and pointless. I mean, look at Jacob DeGrom. It's not his fault that the Mets are a dumpster fire this season. Is it? No. The guy literally pitches well every single game. I mean, you got him and Syndergaard going out there pitching as well as they can, not winning because, I mean, they give up one run or they give up two runs and they're only able to score one. I mean, not necessarily great there, is it? No, it's not. But, I mean, as far as it goes, yeah, I can see Jacob DeGrom winning the Cy Young, but I'm just not sure if he does get it. I mean, I'm sure maybe a guy like Scherzer is able to get it or whatnot. But either way, yeah, I'm happy for David Wright. At least he gets to finish off his career playing. I mean, we saw Jeter in his final homestand with the Yankees, his final home game with the Yankees, had a walk-off. I'm all for players going off that way. And watching that press conference, it was pretty emotional. Like, not for me or anything like that, but you could tell for him. And it was kind of sad because you could just tell, like, it just hurt him given the fact that it's not his choice that he's ending his career. It's the injuries. And let's see. He'll be activated September 25th, and he is scheduled to start at third against Miami on the second to last day of the season. His first game since May of 2016. I mean, that's ridiculous. He's had neck, back, and shoulder injuries. Surgery for all of them. But I guess that's it. So at least maybe the Mets can send him off in the right way where they win a game and he plays well. But again, it is the Mets. So who knows? Either way, that's all I got to say about the Mets and David Wright. Next up, we'll be talking about anything else going on in the world of baseball. So stay tuned, and I will be right back.
The average SUV has two blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
All right, and welcome back to the GSMC Baseball Podcast. Some news here, just saw this on ESPN. Aaron Judge has been activated off the disabled list, but still can't hit in a baseball game. So no real use for him there. I mean, I guess he's available for base running purposes if he's needed. That would be just the most idiotic thing to do, is to have Aaron Judge run the bases, given he's got a fractured wrist. Imagine him on a head first slide. Anything could go wrong there. Aaron Judge does not need to hit the field until he's 100%. I get the Yankees maybe want to win now and all that, but like I've been saying, and I'll say it again, the Yankees have about 8 more years of actual contention. And that's kind of lowballing it at that point. I mean, they got a real young team, as does Boston too. I mean, the AL East is going to be probably one of the strongest divisions in baseball going forward, just given the fact that you got the Rays, who are a young team, who are 15 games over 500 right now, 80-65, I think it is. The Yankees can win a World Series whenever they want, so can Boston. So the AL East might be back. And it's always good for the AL East, obviously, when you got the Yankees and Red Sox. But when you throw in a team like the Rays or maybe the Orioles every other year or whatnot, just a third team to kind of mix it up, that makes it a lot better. But yeah, Judge was activated off the disabled list. I don't really look too much into it or anything like that. Just given if he can't play, there's really no use for him out there. So we'll wait and see what ends up happening. I mean, they got to hope that he's ready by the time that wild card game is bound to happen, whether it's in Oakland or New York. We got to wait and see about that. I mean, it's always seemed all season long like the Yankees were going to be hosting that wild card game, but don't let the A's have any say about that. I mean, the A's, being a team who have had basically every starting pitcher hit the DL this season, have honestly gotten by with their bullpen. That's been their saving grace this season, is the bullpen. And of course, you got your hitters like Matt Chapman, Chris Davis, and all. And Chris Davis really impressed me, considering that I always thought that Chris Davis was just the guy who just hit home runs and didn't really have a nice batting average or anything like that. And I don't think this year's batting average is nearly anything to write home about, but the guy has been hitting the ball really well. Like, he's not just a one-trick pony or anything like that. Looking at him this season, I mean, he is hitting .250, so that's not necessarily great, but he's got 41 homers and 110 RBIs. And looking at his numbers compared to other seasons, he's been in the league since 2013. Let's see. He's more than likely going to have his career high in hits this season. He needs 9 more to reach 140, which is his career high, which was last season. He needs 2 more home runs to tie his career high, which was last season. And he's already tied his career high in RBI. So this definitely is probably the best year. No, this will be the best year of his career if he finishes the year off strong. Looking at his batting average is also... actually, his career high in his batting average was .279 in 2013, but he only played 56 games this year. So as far as him playing full seasons or the majority of his games, this will be his highest batting average unless he dips below .247, which somehow, some way, he's hit .247 the last 3 seasons. Let's see, his on-base percentage is lower compared to last year. Last year he was .336, this year is .329. Slugging is higher this year. That's a career high. And his OPS is at a career high also. So, yeah, Chris Davis definitely having a career year this season. I'm not sure what award you can give him, but maybe the MVP. Can you give Chris Davis the MVP this season? Let's see. Is he primarily a DH for the... I don't think he's primarily a DH for the A's. He might be, actually. Either way, I don't know. Chris Davis needs to be up there, though. At least consideration. Just given the fact, I mean, yeah, you got J.D. Actually, I don't think. Just given his batting average is too low. If he was up there with, like, J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts, and I'm curious to see which one of those guys ends up getting it, because unless it's going to go to either someone on the Astros or it'll go to JD Martinez or Mookie Betts. And I'm thinking maybe Bregman for the Astros, just given how well he's played so far, which is a possibility. But again, I mean, it'll be interesting. AL right now has been absolutely hot all year long. I mean, it's been ridiculous how well every team has played. I'm looking at Bregman this season. He's hitting 296. He's got 30 homers, 100 RBIs. Let me see if I could look at all of the Astros players. I don't think I'll be able to. Bregman, coincidentally, was drafted by the Red Sox back in 2012. But that was the amateur draft. Got drafted in the first round. I think it was the second pick. 2015 draft by the Astros there. Either way, I mean, looking at the A's and Yankees, yeah, the Yankees got to hope that they end up playing in New York, just given the fact they've been so terrible on the road this season. And Stanton has been in a slump as of late. The guy just can't hit the ball. I've been trying to defend him this season, but he's not really helping me out as far as his last few weeks. I mean, the guy's been struggling big time. And let's take a look at what the Yankees got going forward for the rest of the season. Just given, I mean, it'll give us an idea as to how easy the rest of their September is. And I know they got a series with Boston in New York coming up too. So let's check it out. Right now, they're currently starting a 3-game series against Toronto. So you got 3-game series against Toronto. I mean, you got Tanaka going, Sabathia going, and Lynn. I could see a sweep here for the Yankees. Should be a sweep, but if they take 2 out of 3, I'm sure they'll be happy. Then you got Boston coming to town on Tuesday, September 18th. As of right now, the way it looks, it's J.A. Happ going against Nathan Eovaldi, Severino against Price. That game will be on ESPN, then Tanaka against Rodriguez. Maybe we get Chris Sale in this series. I think we might get Chris Sale in this series on Tuesday, considering he only pitched an inning against Toronto the other day. Then they got Baltimore coming to town. And then it'll be last part of their season. The last two series of their season is going to be tough. They got 4 games in Tampa. Again, the Yankees have been a terrible road team. And then they got 3 games in Boston to finish off the season. So, I mean, looking at it, you got to play Boston in 2 series, 6 games with Boston left. You got to play Tampa Bay. So they got 10 games against real solid teams. And again, 7 of those games going to be on the road. So let's take a look at New York and see who they got to finish off their September also. So, I mean, can we even count on A's fans to show up for that wild card game? I'm not so sure. But either way, I mean, they've been an incredible story. Again, I can't wait for Moneyball Part 2. But looking at the A's, they're starting a 3-game series with Tampa Bay starting tonight in Tampa Bay. That'll be a tough one. Then you're playing the Angels at home along with the Twins. Those are easy wins right there. They got to sweep at least one of those teams and take 2 out of 3 against the other. Doesn't really matter either way. Then they got Seattle. Seattle's not a great team. So the A's got a much easier schedule after they get done with this series against Tampa Bay to finish off their season. You got the Angels, the Twins, the Seattle, who, I mean, their season's done. And then you finish off with the Angels. I'm going to call it now. I'm going to say that we end up watching this wild card game take place in Oakland. I wonder how much tickets are going to be for that game. That'd be definitely a fun game to go to, a winner-take-all game where you get put in the postseason, especially in Oakland, too. I got to imagine they wouldn't be that expensive because, like I said, I've been looking at A's tickets, and they're still about $10 to $15 at the very minimum. I mean, you think that at the minimum for a wild card game, they'd be around $40 to $60. If they hit $100, that'd be ridiculous, just considering, like I said, they've been so cheap all year. But definitely, I will try to make it out to Oakland if they do end up playing the wild card game there. And I think if the A's end up winning that wild card game, whether it's in Oakland or New York, they'll be playing Boston. So I'll definitely check out an A's playoff game there against Boston. And I mean, the A's have had the Red Sox number all year long. So maybe the A's could make a little sneaky trip to the ALCS. And if you get to the ALCS, I mean, anything could happen. And I mean, when's the last time we saw the A's in the ALCS or anything like that? I mean, it's been a while, right? I mean, they've made a couple of postseason appearances here and there, but I mean, they've never really gotten too far. Let me see if I could pull that up real quick before we end the show. So let's see. Let me find Baseball Reference. It's obviously the best site to go to for your stats. Looking at the Oakland A's, they lost the wild card game in 2014, the ALDS twice in 14 and 13. ALCS in 2006, they got swept. The last time before that they made it to the ALCS was back in 1992. So, yeah, they've never really gone too far as making the playoffs, the postseason, in recent years. So, I mean, maybe you could hope for it, but it's not necessarily something that's really been happening. But that's all I got to say about that for today's show. Today we talked Dodgers, we talked Mets, recapped this week's games in the MLB, and then for this segment talked a lot about the Yankees and A's. So, thanks for listening to the GSMC Baseball Podcast. I am your host, Jesse Tapia. I will be back Monday, and the shows are going to be Monday and Friday next week and probably for the rest of September until we find a permanent replacement for this show. So, like I said, thanks for listening to the podcast, and I will talk to you guys on Monday.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Baseball Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.